From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, the 17th day of October, 2010, for the abbreviated Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 Central every Sunday. I, of course, will be back to live tomorrow for the weekday broadcast at 11 a.m. Central. A lot of amazingly important news and information to cover in the next 2 hours, and I have a specific question that I want to issue out to the listeners when we open the phone lines up, and I'll tell you that specific question that I want to get your view on, your take on, as we have a two-hour brainstorm here on air. So I'll throw that question out after the break. Obviously, we've been talking about this for a decade, but now the chickens are coming home to roost, dealing with the fact that a week and a half ago, the House passed a bill to allow basically the big mega banks to take anybody's house they want for any reason and not even have deeds or paperwork. Extremely dangerous, and we're being held hostage by these criminals via financial terrorism. We'll also look at other areas of the economy and the election coming up in just about 2 weeks from now. And the rats are truly leaving the sinking ship. Bill Clinton openly campaigning against Barack Hussein Obama for his wife, Hair Hillary. So they're going to have the new novel situation of, oh, look, it's a novelty, a guy that's part African's running. So what if Wall Street's financing him, just like McCain? You know, he's got brown skin. Things will change. Oh, look, we'll have Palin on the right and Hillary Clinton on the left. Things are going to change. And it's just a novelty to confuse the public. Oh, I'd vote for a woman, a black person, Hispanic, and Asian in 10 seconds if they had a history of being patriots like Ron Paul. Just so happens he's an old white guy, and I'll vote for him in a minute because I know he's never flip-flop and he's for real. And I agree with about 99% of his issues and policies and ideas. But even if I agree with 75%, I still support him because he was the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And that's what you need is surety. What you need is stability. And getting back to the Bill of Rights and Constitution, obviously the 2010 Money Bomb, the third annual, was a huge success. I want to, from the bottom of my heart, thank all of you for helping us go to the next level and continue on. We'll now have no problem finishing the studio, getting the personnel we need, launching the daily TV blitz, and then the weekly full production one-hour transmission. We're going to add the radio show. We're updating InfoWars Money Bomb. com right now. Before the mail has even come in, we have raised $412,000, and I would imagine $20,000, $30,000 additionally will come in. I would have liked to reach $500,000. That's really what we needed, but $400,000 plus is a super, super close to what we needed, and in this horrible economy, it's just amazing that it was about $100,000 more right now than the last two money bombs raised each time. The first one raised $300,000, the second about $335,000, and this one right now, $412,000 is what is in the kitty, and I would imagine it'll go up to about $430,000 or so. With my dead reckoning, if you still like to donate $1 or $1,000, $50, $20, it's all welcome towards this fight. And 100% of the Money Bomb money coming in is putting directly into the studio and our operation and films and what we're doing here. It's InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. There isn't crew here to answer the phones and take donations that way, but you can start calling tomorrow at 8 a.m. if you'd like, 888-253-3139, the regular number to call, and the online video bookstore and T-shirts, books, you know, any of those type of things are available at that number. You can also call and donate. That's 888-253-3139. A lot of people notice my voice is a lot deeper, and broadcasting 25 and a half hours straight, and Watson came in the last hour and a half, so 27 hours total on air. My voice is a little bit worn out, as they say, but should be better by tomorrow. But this is a piece of cake right now. 2 hours here with you, and I really look forward to talking to you. I'll get into all the news and incredible information and give you the number when we come back and the specific question that I want to pose for all of you out there. I really want to get your view and your take and your idea on, well, it deals with hypocrisy. and how to bring criminals to justice. We'll be right back in 60 seconds. Hello, friends. This is Al.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're live, my friends. It is Sunday, the 17th day of October 2010. The election is shaping up to be even more devastating to the Democrats than many had thought. I've been on record predicting they'll surely take the House, probably even the Senate, because of the unbelievable outrage in this nation and the huge awakening that is taking place and happening. This isn't just, you know, people running from one party to the other. Every major political science research report and poll shows this is a complete political realignment, and the Republicans are all going to be out of office come the next election if they don't immediately deliver on constitutional change, getting us back to our base values. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Some people say it sounds like a different radio talk show host when I was on Friday, because I broadcast more than 25 hours straight. I'm sorry my voice is a little bit worn out and a bit deeper than normal, but it should be back to normal by tomorrow with the kickoff of the weekday transmission, 11 a.m. Central Time. Of course, the websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I'm going to throw a question out for listeners here in just a moment. And normally the phones are just wide open for any issue you want to cover, but I specifically want to hear from listeners on several different topics I'm going to throw out. But first, I'd like you to give me your take on the hypocrisy of government and double standards. I mean, how many case point examples are there of where mega corporations and government are basically living by a different set of rules than the population? A great example is Bernie Madoff. For 11 years, insiders sent full dossiers on his complete fraud to the Securities and Exchange Commission, and they actively covered up for him. For 5 years before the unraveling of Enron in 2001, detailed reports were sent to the SEC and others about the different things that Enron was doing, not just taking the profits out the back door and using it as a shell corporation and laundering hundreds of billions of dollars offshore. But, of course, Enron was caught in California, in some cases making several billion dollars a day of illicit money by just lying and controlling the electricity exchange and claiming that prices were higher than they were by creating artificial scarcity. I saw one report where they stole $3 billion in one day from several western states, including California. And the guy that then went on to be the secretary of the Army, Mr. White, was the head of that exchange out there. And he even gave members of the California legislature tours of their energy trading computer center and showed them fake trading going on and said, look, it's all real. See, that's why we're charging you more. Just fake computer programs. This is an example of mega corporate corruption. And now we have the private Federal Reserve that took over our monetary system and has been enriching itself at the expense of the rest of the economy and engaged in unfair trade advantage against their competition, whether it's Main Street banks or corporations that aren't part of the good old boy club. The Federal Reserve, according to Bloomberg, just in the last 2 years, has given itself more than $28 trillion. And they tell Congress in clip after clip that I have in my film, The Obama Deception, and in Fall of the Republic. You can pull them up on C-SPAN archives or at YouTube. Just type in Geithner or Paulson or Bernanke refuses to tell Congress where the money went. But you've all seen those clips. Where did this $500 billion go? Where did this $2 trillion go? I'm not going to tell you. Well, but you have to. Congress, you know, controls that. No, read the Federal Reserve Act. We're now a fourth branch of government, and we're private, and we're not going to tell you. I'll never forget Congressman Stern out in Florida. He had Geithner before the House Banking Committee, and he said at the same time he also had Paulson on, the former Treasury Secretary last year, and he said to him, he said, where is the you know, 800 plus billion in one particular mechanism they've gotten money from in the bailout. And Paulson wouldn't answer the question. Tiny Tim Geithner wouldn't answer it. And then Congressman Stern, this is in Fall of the Republic, Congressman Stern says, okay, who gave you the waiver, Paulson, to give bailout money to Goldman Sachs, hundreds of billions of dollars, to give bailout money to Goldman Sachs and then pay yourself 200 plus million in bonuses from that? And Geithner says, well, I don't manage that money anymore, and they decided to pay it to me. And he said, no, who gave you the waiver? And then Stern read the law to him where, you know, somebody in government, especially the head of the Treasury Department, former head of Goldman Sachs, by the way, Henry Paulson, he said, you know, there's a law against you giving yourself money that you order to be given to a private institution. And he said, well, I got that waiver from the Treasury Department. And he said, well, who gave you that waiver at the Treasury Department? He said, well, I did. So it is the quintessential fox guarding the hen house. So I want to throw this question out to you. You know, there's so many cases of where a private citizen or even a small company or even a mega company that isn't part of the inside baseball crew, part of the boss hog club, you would go to prison in a minute. And then there's also favored groups that help globalism along. You've got Republicans and Democrats. In 800-plus sanctuary cities, illegal aliens are allowed to not have IDs. They're allowed to get bank accounts without IDs or with the fake matricula cards. They're allowed to drunk drive, not get arrested for no insurance. They're basically left alone. And there's just so many cases of this. Another set of double standards. You've got, of course, the situation with the drug companies. The federal government's admitted over 300,000 people die a year from bad drug interactions or bad drugs. They're constantly getting fined, but it's normally just a tiny fraction of the profits they made from it for putting drugs on the market that they know are going to kill people and don't work. I mean, how does you know, major companies put out stuff like Gardasil, which doesn't protect you from the human papillomavirus that they say can cause a few cases a year of cervical cancer, but on the insert it admits it doesn't protect you from it, and it can kill you. I mean, how did the flu makers get away with the H1N1 shot last year when their own insert for it said Guillain-Barré, narcolepsy, can cause convulsions? That's back in mainstream news today. Experts admit swine flu jab may cause deadly nerve disease. Well, I don't need the experts to tell me that in the Mail newspaper. It's on the stinking insert. How do they get away with this? But then they've got SWAT teams shutting down family farms that are selling pumpkins and squash and tomatoes without some special federal license. How do they get away with that? How do they get away with the Bush White House ordering torture and having the John Yoo and Alberto Gonzalez memos put out saying, go ahead and torture people, and saying they could even torture children. That's on record. And then when the photos came out, everybody got upset by it. They prosecuted scores of military people, contractors, and others that followed orders. I'm not saying that they shouldn't get in trouble, but how do they order them to do it? And then when they do it, they burn a few of them as scapegoats, and the high-powered politicians that gave the orders, they don't get in trouble. And then 3 months ago, Bush gave a TV interview and said, yeah, I ordered torture, and I'd do it again. Well, then why did you send these people to prison? Because it was illegal what you did. But here he is out in the open saying, I'd order torture again. You can just search Bush. I'd order waterboarding. I'd order torture again. TV interview. We played it here. But whether you're for torture or not, whether you think it's great or not, obviously it's abhorrent. Then it ends up happening to our troops. We lose the moral higher ground. All the major studies, even the CIA's own, admit it doesn't give you good intel. But if you want fake confessions and to scare people, torture's good. But regardless of that, what's the double standard where John Yoo, Alberto Gonzalez, George W. Bush order the torture, the Pentagon orders the torture, the brass orders the torture, and they send some, I think the highest level person sent to prison was a sergeant, and they got a couple years, a slap on the wrist. So that's another case of double standards. And the list just go on and on. I mean, here's an example. What's changed in our society that 19 years ago, the first time the military used depleted uranium on the battlefront in Desert Storm 1, that they told them they had to have decon contamination. It was very dangerous. Now they tell the troops, just use it. There's no health problems. They admit it's killing them. But see, what's changed? Okay, I'm going to give you the number when we come back, get into the incredible situation with the mortgages. And again, see, we told you so again. Over 10 years ago, I've been talking about mortgage fraud and what this is going to do to the economy. We'll look at the elections coming up and a lot more. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're streaming live there.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Cliphanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Cliphanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Cliphanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Cliphanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Cliphanger. Cliphanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your clip hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing clip hanger and the clip hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your clip hanger today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Just a program note before I get into all the news and give out the toll-free number. We had Lou Dobbs on for about 30 minutes, George Norrie on for about 30 minutes. We had Gerald Celente for almost 2 hours, Max Kaiser. We had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the policy of the Department of the Treasury, former Wall Street Journal editor. We had at least 10 other huge guests in my 27-hour live transmission Thursday into Friday. From the start of Thursday's radio show to the end of Friday's radio show, and that's all archived, not just the audio, the video, at prisonplanet.tv. The entire marathon is there. And we're also streaming right now in video living color for radio listeners that want to go check it out at prisonplanet.tv. This live radio show / TV show is streaming there right now. Okay, so I'm throwing the phone number out specifically on examples that you've seen of mega corporations and government, also local government, being above the law. And that's what globalism is. It's the Fortune 100 setting up a world government to set up socialism at the national level, to conduit all of the general public's money and the middle class's money into a giant trough that they can suck out of to offshore. And they engineer the banking collapse, as they've done in every other third world nation. Now they're doing it here. We got the IMF World Bank documents in 2002. I've been warning you for 8 years specifically what would happen when the derivatives bubble popped. And then their answer, holding us hostage, is give us unlimited money. We won't tell Congress where it went. This is happening not just in the U.S., but every other major nation, from Australia to Germany, from Canada to England, from Portugal to Greece, from Argentina to Zimbabwe. They say, you give us more money and don't ask where it went or we'll cause a total depression. And then you give them tens of trillions of dollars, and here we are now 2 years later. That's right, coming up on, it was October 3rd that they passed the banker bailout takeover and gave them total anonymity and secrecy. So I guess it's more than 2 years. Man, time's flying. I keep saying a year and a half ago. That was 2 years ago now. And they passed this new Banking Regulation Act a few months ago, giving the Federal Reserve more secrecy, more power. The SEC embarrassed by protecting Madoff and Ken Lay in the last 10 years. They get even more secrecy. In fact, search that term. Folks won't believe it. It's CNBC, also Fox News. SEC given more anonymity, secrecy by financial re-regulation bill. So that's got to be good for these crooks. You've got a revolving door from the big mega banks, the six mega banks and brokerage houses, into every SEC and Federal Reserve and Treasury position, just like the former head of Monsanto is now the head of the FDA approval process. And, of course, they're approving all these cross-species things like salmon that's part insect and eel. And saying you, not only is it approved, you can't even know if it's GMO. You're not even allowed to know that. This is what the magnitude of the double standard. None of us are safe. This is what third world countries can't produce, because they get a corrupt elite in that don't play by the same rules and they just rob everybody. This is what's happened thousands of times in the last 6,000 years on this planet since we had civilization. Anyone who studied history knows it. So I want to hear from you about other examples of double standards or double standards that I've raised. And how do we deal with this hypocrisy? When special interests own both parties, how do we get real change? Will we go the way of Argentina, of Nigeria, of Greece. 888-201-2244. 888-201-2244. I want to hear from you specifically on this live Sunday broadcast with examples of hypocrisy and how you think we counter it. 888-201-2244. Now, remember, we've been writing about this for 10 years. You can just search the term mortgage fraud, Infowars.com. You'll get 10-year-old articles. You'll see, you know, YouTube video interviews 6 years ago we did. I mean, it's everywhere because we learned about mirrors and all these computerized systems they've got where they don't have deeds, they don't have title companies check anything. The big banks dump millions of mortgages into big pools and then sell those as derivatives and leverage them. They sell them to the Chinese. They sell them to the Europeans. They sell them to U.S. pension funds. Now the pension funds, many of them are insolvent or in trouble because they invested in these. And what's the answer? Oh, the federal government's going to take over the pension funds. That's CNBC to save them, of course. Just like the Baker bailout was to save us. Everything's to save us. The Iraq war was to save us from WMDs. The global warming taxes are to save us from rising sea levels. Doesn't exist. They're always going to save us. Save the children. You know, give up your rights. Save you from Al-Qaeda. We're going to put you through naked body scanners and track everything you do. And 95% of Homeland Security is targeting conservatives and libertarians and gun owners and returning veterans. But still, it's for Al-Qaeda because if you don't give your rights up and live in a police state, they're going to get you. This is the problem-reaction-solution system they've got us under. And so they hold us hostage, and now they're saying, as we predicted several years ago, we told you the banker bailout was just the beginning. Oh, guess what? We didn't use any of the bailout money to fix the mortgages, and guess what? It's not just people that can't pay their mortgages, and then the bank can't produce the note or the paperwork in court because it's been sold 5, 10, 15, 20 times down the road. No, it's all over even CNN. You can search CNN report. Paid for home taken. You can search the term. We showed it to you last week. J.P. Morgan Chase takes home they didn't own. Goldman Sachs takes home they didn't own. Just put it into a search engine. You'll get mainstream news. And they go, oh, how do we fix this problem? Oh, well, Congress is going to go back retroactively and make it legal so they can come take your house they never had a note to and that you've paid for. See. Sure, there's some fools who went out and got mortgages with no job and tried to flip houses and all that during the bubble of the last 10 years. But we're not even talking about that. We're talking about rule of law. We're talking about basic issues of sanity. And coming up on Wednesday, on the Wednesday weekday show, I'm going to do 3 hours on this. We have a leading expert in studio with us. But in case you're thinking, this is just Alex Jones saying all this. Here's CNBC. CNBC predicts Congress will retroactively legalize foreclosure fraud. What was the BBC headline last week? Obama says he will do nothing about mortgage fraud. In fact, put that up on screen. Obama, BBC. Obama will do nothing to stop mortgage fraud. Congress will pass a bill to forgive banks potentially criminal errors, potentially, made in foreclosure proceedings, a senior CNBC editor predicts. Hold on a minute. These aren't potential frauds. It is a fraud when you don't have the deed or the paperwork. I mean, here's a microcosm example. A week ago, Bank of America stopped all foreclosures in the United States because they're losing in court. Their stocks plunged. I bought my first house 9-10 years ago, and they sold my mortgage over and over again. And then the owner of my mortgage was Bank of America, and they sent me a letter saying, we're going to foreclose. You didn't pay the escrow. And I went to the title company and had the records I'd paid for. I remember paying the money, and I had to have a lawyer threaten to sue them, and they backed off. But the average guy who's a janitor or an auto parts store clerk, they're good people, they're intelligent, but they don't know how to stand up for themselves. They lose their house and go, I don't know why this happened. When we come back, I'm going to walk through what this means. And now they're holding us hostage again. Let us take people's houses we don't even own, that we don't even own. Let us take paid-for houses, or we'll bring the whole economy down. And the Congress is saying, okay, we're going to pass a bill. You can take any house you want. And they go, that's more like it.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAces 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAces 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAces 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
In confusing times, would a simple outlook on health and beauty make sense?
If you're tired of taking dry vitamins without noticing any results, then the Bogdana Nutritional Formula is for you. Easy to take and absorb.
The absorption of liquids is 98% in comparison to only 20% for dry vitamins.
For the past 25 years, Bogdana Rejuvenating Nutritional Formula has been proven to get results.
Detox, nourish, and rejuvenate your body with this one-of-a-kind supplement that contains 150 natural and organic nutrients.
And a one-month supply is less than a dollar per day.
Take charge of your health and feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins or your money back.
Go to Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 1-800-234-5608.
That's Bogdana liquidvitamins.com or call 800-234-5608. Give your body what it needs and it will perform miracles in return.
For inner health and outer beauty, feel the difference with Bogdana Liquid Vitamins today.
Before you purchase any water filters, you should know there's a superior American-made water filtration system available. This water filter's housing is made of high-quality stainless steel, and its filters outperform all others in the industry and are the only ones that exceed EPA standards. It's a gravity-fed water filtration system requiring no electricity or plumbing. It removes chlorine, chemicals, and dangerous biological pathogens, producing quality drinking water for less than 2 cents per gallon. Plus, its filters can be cleaned up to 200 times. What is it? It's the AquaRain. Owning an AquaRain means you own the best money can buy. Learn more and see other quality emergency preparedness products at myaquarain.com. Use the GCN code and you'll receive the book, Do-It-Yourself Emergency Preparedness, absolutely free. To order, visit myaquarain.com or call 800-585-5077. That's myaquarain.com or 800-585-5077.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
I am a shotgun rider for the San Jacinto line. The desert is my brother. My skin is cracked and dry. I was riding on a full coach, and everything was fine, till we took a shorter road to save some time.
The bandits only fired once.
Bandits only fired once. They shot me in the chest. They may have wounded me, but they'll never get the best of better men. But I'll ride again.
I'm going to finish up with this news in the next segment and go to your calls in the segment after. Then later next hour, I'm getting into medical news, financial news. It's all off the charts. It's so important. But I want to quantify this very simply. So when you're talking to your friends and family, trying to explain this to them, the United States geographically is, compared to many other nations like Mexico, that conservatively has triple the resources that we do, we are mineral poor. But because we had the Puritans, who weren't perfect by any stretch, but were the best in any age of human society when it came to being anti-corruption, they were still corrupt, but compared to others, they were not. Because of that idea of private property and due process and nobody's above the law, that idea, because of corruption of the crown and the George III's governors and agents, led to the Revolutionary War and what became the flower or the tail end of the Renaissance, our nation being founded. And then the United States was the example for the world, not cheating, not stealing, not torturing, private property being honored, wealthy people being judged the same as poor people. And again, it wasn't perfect, but as experiments go, the best we'd ever seen. And so 5% of the world's population had more money by 1950 and more wealth and more inventions and more patents and more ideas and more explorers and more scientists, everything. 5% had more money and inventions and ideas and were more ruggedly individualistic than 95% of the world. Highest test scores, toughest in battle. I mean, the whole world marveled. Alexander de Tocqueville, after the Revolutionary War in the 1790s, came here and marveled at how free we were, marveled at how corrupt local officials went to jail or worse, marveled at what a polite society we had, because if you badmouth and talk somebody down, they'd call you out in the street and go, it's time to have a duel. What do you think duels were? When you see old westerns from the 1860s or 70s, you know, and the guys are, I'll meet you outside. That was the tail end of dueling. People were real. And they didn't put up with scallywags and carpetbaggers and corruption. And this country became fabulously wealthy. So all the corrupt forces came in. The robber barons took over by 1900. They set up the Federal Reserve in 1913. And they've used our wealth and our power and our military to build their world government at our expense. And the United States gets blamed for all the evils and all the ills of that corrupt globalist government. Now, that in a nutshell is the bottom line. Why can't Mexico, you know, get itself together? Because they have more billionaires than the United States. They have a tiny elite and a giant poor mass of people, and the government uses corruption to control them. And they use poverty as a tool to dominate so people can never get control of their lives. It's very simple. Same thing with North Korea. Same thing with Eastern Europe. Same thing with Africa. Same thing with the rest of Latin America. And Americans like to make fun of Latin Americans. Oh, look at them. They can get themselves together. Or Africans or poor areas of Asia. Well, we're going to be the same now. Because in all those nations, corrupt individuals and corrupt organizations that are part of the insider group, they get away with murder. And that's my question for listeners coming up after the break. A, what are your best examples of the double standards, the hypocrisy? And B, how do we counter this? How do we respond to it? Now, what a ridiculous headline, though, from CNBC. Congress will pass a bill to forgive banks to potentially criminal errors made in foreclosure proceedings. A senior CNBC editor predicts they passed that bill 2 weeks ago. What do you mean he predicts? It's like predicting at 4:38 p.m. Central that the sun came up at 7 a.m. this morning. I know it came up. I saw it come up. If I predict that the sun came up, you know, 10 hours later, it's ridiculous. They already passed the bill, but Obama, because of the political Harry Caray, the political seppuku, the political suicide, the political burning down his own house, pocket vetoed it. He didn't kill it entirely, so they have to repass it. He said, I'm going to sign that after the election. And when that lame duck comes in after November, in late November, when that lame duck Congress comes back in, you better believe Barack Hussein Obama is going to sign it, and it's got Republican backing as well. Now, we as citizens better make this a big issue. because the media is spinning it. Well, they, you know, Bank of America had 8,000 in 1 week computerized robo-signings. They're hiring literal, you know, former Walmart greeters, that's in one report, you know, to be experts, that's their scapegoats, will go to prison later, and the head bankers will go, we didn't know this was happening, to sit there and in some cases sign 8,000 forms individually. They're so busy they just have a computer sign it with their name on it. So they're spinning it that, oh, well, people really are being foreclosed on, 100,000 record level in the last month. But, you know, these people still deserve to have their houses taken. No. In thousands of cases, you'll have multiple banks trying to foreclose on the same house because they're all holding the same derivative paper sold to them by J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Citibank, and others. But that's the big five. Big six total. Got the Bank of England involved, Bundesbank of Germany involved. I guess that's seven. You want to count them. And the Chinese are mad right now. They're trying to get these houses and they can't because the scam didn't just stop. The scam originated with giving people mortgages that couldn't pay them. But then they took them and packaged them and sold them over and 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 over again. And it's all over the news. They're taking houses that were paid off a decade ago. Now, if they get away with this, what are they going to do next? And it's the same MO. This will destroy all confidence if you don't let us foreclose on these millions of houses. And so Congress, and that's the law states, passed that law saying we can just take any house we want with no paperwork, no deed, no nothing. And Congress 2 weeks ago said, yes, sir, bankers. Yes, sir, you're our biggest financiers, feeding off our free market, destroying it. Yes, sir, you can have everything. And Obama went, whoa, I'm going to sign this after the election. So you got that report. Here's another one. Sorry, folks, the put-back apocalypse ain't going to happen. That's another report out of CNBC. Here's another one by Kurt Nemo that really breaks it down, Infowars.com. Obama Goldman Sachs administration, because that's basically the White House is a Goldman Sachs office, sides with banks on foreclosure moratorium. Not going to happen as a national move. Meanwhile, the Federal Reserve is saying, and Reuters and the Wall Street Journal, that the way they're going to fix the tens of trillions of dollars in the deficit, the way they're going to fix all these problems is they're going to inflate the currency. They've already been inflating it slowly, and in the aggregate, it's been huge. But now they're having global, concerted, coordinated G20 devaluation of currencies. So for those of you that have saved, that's going to basically be a extrajudicial or extra legislative tax. So, and that's why gold's going up to a record of $1,384. Gold didn't go up, ladies and gentlemen. The dollar went down. Continuing, Japan goes from dynamic to disheartened. New York Times, they've been in a recession for more than 20 years. They've got one of the hardest working, smartest populations in the world. I've seen the statistics of Japanese working even longer hours, on average about 17 hours, putting out the best products in the world, and they're literally going bankrupt because they let private bankers come in and take them over. It's a debt black hole. We've got a key article, deliberately engineered economic collapse in USA leading to martial law. Oh, yeah, that's the next thing I want to hit in the second hour after I take calls. They've got newscasts, and the Army Times is reporting, don't worry, things are collapsing, but the Army's got a plan. We're going to have troops take over America in case Americans get angry and demonstrate.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got, a republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Don't tread on me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
The moral of the story is simple and timeless. Every generation has gone through it. If you throw caution to the wind, aren't involved in politics and history and society, corrupt interests will come into your country and you will wake up homeless on the continent your forefathers conquered. As Thomas Jefferson said, coming up next hour, after a bunch of calls, government trains troops to run American cities, and I was driving to work Thursday morning and heard local talk radio, 590 AM, reading my article, and they actually read the article. They said, look, it's all sourced, Army Times, all these, and then they opened the phones up, and I'd say, it was the Todd and Don show, I'd say out of 30 calls I heard them take, 70% were like, this is wrong. It's wrong to have the military involved. But then I heard military people calling in going, we are training for door-to-door. We are training to lock down America. If things get tough, we're going to be needed. They were being trained decades ago for this takeover. This was set up decades ago. Okay? Our government isn't run by us. It's run by offshore banks. And they shouldn't use our military to suppress us like some third world nation. It's very simple. But all of you that worship authority and worship whatever the government that says and think you're little toadies of the system, get ready. There isn't no one of you, I don't care if you're worth $10 million, who these people won't rob blind. And the compartmentalized military, they're not going to know the backstory. And we know the military is training to take your guns. Don't forget what happened in New Orleans and Katrina. But that's coming up. I know we have 12 phone callers or 13 phone callers now online. And so I want to try to go to these as quickly as possible. You've heard the question I've thrown out. What are examples of government hypocrisy for you, where the government and major corporations live by one rule, we the citizens live by another? We'll go to Sharon in North Carolina. You're on the air, Sharon.
Hi, Alex.
Yes.
God bless you. God bless you and your staff.
Well, God bless you. What's on your mind, Sharon?
We pray for your safety, and we pray for the work you're doing. Listen, I'm a little overwhelmed. I just woke up about 2 months ago to everything, and I'm, as a Christian, I'm thinking, you know, the evilness of this world and Ephesians 6:12. And you spoke to that at one point about the mark of the beast. Could you say something about that again that I missed?
Sure, Sharon. I appreciate your call. I mean, I have a secular radio broadcast that covers the news. But clearly, school children nationwide, thumb scanning to get their school lunches, face scanning to check into school, cashless society, government's trying to get rid of cash. Even if you're not a Christian, and I am a Christian, and don't believe in the devil and all this, it might as well be the devil. That's what this is being used for, is to control us. And we know the powers of this planet are a bunch of wicked, out-of-control people. Ruthless. No one can deny that. Now, I got 12 other callers here that didn't say if they agree or disagree, but I do like to go to folks that disagree first. Ray in Indiana, you disagree. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for waking me up. I've been woke up about 3 years. I disagree in the fact that these people are, let's see here, they're not above the law. They are. They have a gun to their head. The bad ones are complicit, but the good ones have a gun to their head.
Well, you know what? I mean, I've had a gun to my head in this fight, and I've done the right thing. You know, people saying I'm just following orders. Hold on a minute. I'm going to answer your question, or I'm going to make a statement about your statement. In Nuremberg, thousands of Nazis went before the tribunal and said, I was following orders. That didn't cut it. And so for all these bureaucrats and police and bankers and CEOs and the rest of them, you're saying a gun to their head. I'm simply stating here that mortgages were sold to create the derivative fraud. The banks that sold it knew it was a fraud. They don't have the deeds. They're engaged in criminal activity. Our country's going the way of a third world nation because we haven't stood up to this corruption. We forgot how to. Because it couldn't happen here, people thought. But, I mean, specifically, what do you disagree with?
Well, let me ask you this. What would you do if you had a gun held to your head and a gun held to your family's head? You would be complicit, I think.
But, I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, specific cases. I'm talking about a country going to hell in a handbasket, and you're saying, what do you do if you have a gun to your head? Well, the bankers have got a gun to our head. They're devaluing the currency. They're destroying the jobs. They shipped them out with NAFTA and GATT. I appreciate your call, but I don't understand you. We have the gun to our head. The mind game is go along with the corruption because you can't help it. If you go along with the corruption, that's the road to ruin. That's the point I'm making. We've got to get up on our hind legs and see ourselves as people involved in a fight for liberty, not just spectators. Tim in Washington, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex, as far as... Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Worldwide transmission. Go ahead.
Yes, you were talking about what I think the hypocrisy stems from, and I think it's from fear, is that the masses don't have any, they don't see any solutions.
That's right. They don't respect themselves. They don't. I mean, solutions, you put state representatives and congressional representatives in who will call for the indictment of these Federal Reserve heads. They're all basically Bernie Madoff types and Ken Lay types, and we bring these people to justice. If we don't, there's no end to the raping and robbing. They've shown us that. They're never going to stop. Look, where has Blackwater moved? To the Middle East, because they've got indictments out on them. Where has Halliburton moved? To the Middle East. Most of these globalists already can't believe how much they've gotten away with. They've all moved offshore. You get rid of NAFTA and GATT.
Right, but what is the solution? I mean, where do
you get solutions? I just gave you solutions. You take back the states. You get rid of NAFTA and GATT. You identify the banking cartel as the crooks that are un-American criminal trash. I mean, right there.
About a project called NAPA, the North American Water and Power Alliance, or something about a dam project from Alaska to the desert states of Southwest America.
Yes.
Do you think that would be a viable solution?
No, they're going to offer North American Union garbage as a solution. Oh, give us trillions more. We'll build an infrastructure to get your economy going, and it's all in their hands. That's what globalism is, Tim.
So you think what we have to do first is combat the New World Order and take them out of office?
Here's the deal. Yes. We have 60% on average turnout for presidential elections when it's easy for the globalists to buy both puppets. We have 8% local. People need to look. You don't like them teaching global warming and teaching your kids to commit suicide. They actually do that and teaching them that humans are bad in school. A, get them out of public school, or B, go get involved, run for school board, go shout these crooks down. You know, what is the Attorney General of Texas doing, Abbott? He's suing the federal government saying you're trying to pass carbon taxes in Texas in the name of a fraud, and he brings out the fraud of ClimateGate. You just get angry, you get focused, and you never shut up, and you don't let all these Republican leaders and talk show hosts that for 20 years told us no New World Order existed and there wasn't a plan to set up a world government when they knew full well there was. They were there stalling you, telling you it didn't exist. Now, because it's out in the open, they come out and admit it's real, but say they're going to be your solution to the problem. I appreciate your call. Good point. Tim, Mandy in Texas. Mandy, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. You were talking about hypocrisy in regards to history. Right now, I'm studying eugenics.
Yes.
And how eugenics has been used to sterilize people and to murder people. And
right here in the U.S. Right here in the U.S. You tell the average yuppie that, they laugh at you. You tell a yuppie like I did 10 years ago, they're shooting kids up in the U.S. and Guatemala with syphilis, they laugh at you. And when their kid goes and gets a mercury-filled shot and has convulsions, they laugh at that. They love it. They love their kids going in coffins. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, they love the elite, who people who think they're elite, who really aren't.
Exactly. They might make $50,000 a year, but because they buy into this corruption, they sit there and smile at you. And that's why they're getting destroyed.
Yeah, they think that I'm studying the people who, you know, want to link it to some kind of gene. Like, all throughout eugenics history, they're trying to find some kind of biological reason for why they should exterminate people.
Yeah, it's extrajudicial, and it started in England and the U.S. It was exported to Hitler, and that's what family courts are, set up 100 years ago in this country. They're outside of law. The family courts were set up to sterilize people, and that's why they can take your kid with no real court hearing or no proof, because it's outside of law. It's a murder court. And you know what, Mandy, God bless. You were the first caller of four callers, who really called in with what I asked callers to do. I simply asked callers, give me your example of hypocrisy. Give me your example of where government mega corporations get away with bloody murder and the citizens have the book thrown at them. We have the biggest prison population in the world. How is that land of the free, home of the brave? Most of them innocent. Most of them nonviolent. And the government releases violent offenders to go out and menace the public. I'm angry. I'm mad. I'm focused. I know what's going on. You want solutions? You call Congress and you tell them, listen, you get rid of the rule of law and you get rid of the fact that mortgage companies can't take any house they want with no proof. You get rid of that, you're going to allow these criminals to rob everybody. You're going to be complicit in these crimes, you scumbags. Hour two coming up.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.